Chapter 14. The Tribunal. The courtroom was painted white and was about the same size as a school classroom. At one end, guards and members of the presidium sat on wooden benches. At the other end, Lemus could see the three judges, two men and a woman, sitting at a big table. In front of the table, there were two men sitting on wooden chairs opposite each other. There was a man in a dark suit who was about 60 years old. This must be Carden, thought Lemus. The other man was Fiedler. Lemus sat at the back of the room with a guard on each side of him. He could see Munt sitting on a bench a few rows in front of him, with policemen all round him. Suddenly, the middle one of the three tribunal members stood up. She was a small woman in her 50s, with short dark hair. She nodded at a guard to close the door and began to speak.
"I am the president of this tribunal. You all know why we are here. This is a tribunal that the presidium has asked for, and you must remember that what happens here is secret."
Then she pointed at Fiedler.
"Comrade Fiedler, you can begin."
Fiedler stood up, took some papers from a small bag, and began to speak. Lemus thought he talked well. He sounded both serious and confident.
"The case against Comrade Munt is that he is an agent working for the British Secret Service who has given them information," said Fiedler. "Also, he has received large payments from the British Secret Service for that information. There is no worse crime than this one, and his sentence has to be a death sentence. Comrade Munt is 42 years old and is head of operations for the Secret Service of the GDR. He was recruited when he was 28 and for many years did special work in Scandinavia, in Norway, Sweden and Finland, so he was able to travel easily to this part of the world. He was good at his job, recruiting agents who worked for us in the West. But he became greedy for money, and this is why he has betrayed his country and his people. We have caught him because of his greed for large amounts of money."
Fiedler now looked down at his papers.
"At the end of 1956, Munt was sent to London to work," he said. "But at the end of his time there, in the early 1960s, there were problems and two people died. The British wanted to arrest Munt. Then he disappeared for 2 days. Surprisingly, after those 2 days, he took a taxi to a London airport and flew to Berlin. The British police were searching for him, but he was able to leave the country easily because the British Secret Service had recruited him. I believe that they had told him that they would send him to prison for many years, or he could work as an agent for them. If he worked for them, he could return to his country and receive large payments for the information that he gave them."
Fiedler paused and looked round the room, then continued.
"We received information some time ago about the large amount of special knowledge that the British Secret Service had about the GDR. I cannot tell you where that information came from, but it made us believe that someone in our secret service was giving it to them. It had to be someone with an important job, but we were not sure who it was. I wondered if it was Mundt, but it seemed amazing that our own head of operations could do this. But then the final evidence was brought to us. He turned to the back of the room. "Bring Limas forward," he said. The guards on either side of Limas stood up and led him forward. They made him stand in front of the table between Fiedler and Carden. The president spoke to him.
"What is your name?" she asked.
"Alec Limas."
"What is your age?"
she continued. 50.
"What is your job?"
"I work in a library," replied Limas. This reply made Fiedler angry.
"You worked for the British Secret Service, didn't you?" he said.
"Yes, that's right," said Limas.
"You can see from my report," Fiedler went on, speaking to everyone in the room, "that Limas is a defector from the British Secret Service. But you will hear suggestions that he is not a defector at all. Herr Carden will defend Mundt by saying that Limas was sent by the British Secret Service to make us think that Mundt is a traitor. But this is not true. We found Limas, persuaded him to defect, and brought him to the GDR. Limas was in charge of the East German agents for the British in Berlin, and he does not believe that Mundt is a double agent. But he has given us evidence that helps us to prove that Mundt is a traitor." Limas remembered Control's words again. "Give them your information and let them work out what to think." He had done this to Fiedler. Then Fiedler spoke to Limas. "The tribunal has read all the reports of your interrogation," he said, "but I want you to tell them yourself about the operation called Rolling Stone." He turned to the judges. "You have copies of the letters that I will mention," he said. Fiedler asked Limas the same questions that he had asked him before, and Limas talked about the bank accounts in Helsinki and in Copenhagen that he had put money in. Fiedler then explained about the letters that had been sent recently from Limas to these banks. "We haven't had a reply from Helsinki," he said, "but we have had a reply from Copenhagen. Limas deposited $10,000 on the 15th of June this year, and this money was taken out of the account 1 week later. Comrade Mundt was in the city for a few days at that time. Limas visited Helsinki on the 24th of September and deposited $40,000. Comrade Mundt was in the city for a few days at that time." There was silence. Then Fiedler continued, "We can also prove that Comrade Mundt arranged the murders of a number of East German double agents so that they did not discover that he was also a British agent. Karl Riemek was different. He was an agent who worked for Mundt and knew that Mundt worked for the British. So Riemek was a danger to Mundt. When I started to suspect that Mundt was a double agent, Munt told Remek to escape because he was in danger, then gave an order to the guards at the checkpoint to shoot him. Later, he killed Remek's woman because Remek used to talk to her too much about his secret work.
No one spoke. Everyone was looking from Fiedler to Munt.
"This is a greedy, violent man who has betrayed his country and its people," said Fiedler. "For Hans-Dieter Munt, the only sentence is a death sentence."